The following program is produced by the Living Church of God.
The book of Revelation, the last book in your Bible, is a mystery to most people. Some think it's just allegory. Others say it's all about past events. Did you know that this book, in its description of the seven seals, gives the outline of end time prophecy? You can know how end time events will unfold and how you can be ready for them. You need to understand the seven seals of Revelation. Stay tuned.
Tomorrow's World. The Living Church of God presents Dr. Roderick C. Meredith, Richard Ames, bringing you the good news of your future in tomorrow's world. This week, Richard Ames explores the seven seals of Revelation. And now, Richard Ames.
Warm greetings to you all. One of the greatest books ever written is a mystery to most people. Even many Christians don't even bother to read it because they feel they can't make any sense of it. That book is the book of Revelation, or the Apocalypse, in your Bible. Around 95 AD, at the end of the first century, the Apostle John wrote down in this book the inspired words of God. He was exiled to the island of Patmos, off the southwest coast of Turkey in the Aegean Sea. The island was used as a Roman penal colony in the first century. John writes in Revelation 1 and verse 9, "I, John, both your brother and companion in the tribulation and kingdom and patience of Jesus Christ, was on the island that is called Patmos for the word of God and for the testimony of Jesus Christ." God chose the Apostle John to record the Apocalypse or Revelation. As it tells us in Revelation 1 and verse 2, "It was John who bore witness to the word of God and to the testimony of Jesus Christ to all things that he saw." Now notice this blessing pronounced on those who seriously study this book of Revelation. Verse 3, "Blessed is he who reads and those who hear the words of this prophecy and keep those things that are written in it, for the time is near." My friends, I urge you to accept God's blessing and seriously study this book. It's an incredible tragedy that humanity as a whole is ignorant of one of the greatest books ever written. But God has deliberately hidden the deep meaning of this mysterious book from those who are spiritually blinded, and that means most of the world. Even the famous Bible commentator, Adam Clark, found difficulty in making any sense of Revelation. He wrote, quote, "I had resolved for a considerable time not to meddle with this book, because I foresaw that I could produce nothing satisfactory on it," end of quote. But you can understand the book of Revelation. Notice that this is the revelation of Jesus Christ, not that of St. John the Divine, as some Bibles title the book. What then is the purpose of Jesus' revelation? Chapter 1, verse 1. "To show his servants things which must shortly take place." The purpose of the book is not to hide the truth, but to reveal events leading up to the return of Christ. In fact, the word apocalypse comes from the Greek apokalypsis, which means uncovering or unveiling. You need to know what those prophesied events are revealed in Revelation. Today we'll be discussing the seven seals of Revelation, and we'll also be offering you a free one-hour audio tape that will give you deeper insight into the book of Revelation. The seven seals reveal prophetic events that lie just ahead of us. If you have your Bible, turn to Revelation, the fifth chapter. In Revelation chapter 5, we read about a scroll sealed with seven seals. John begins to cry when no one is worthy to open the scroll. But in verse 5, we read, "But one of the elders said to me, 'Do not weep. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, has prevailed to open the scroll and to loose its seven seals.'" The Lion of the tribe of Judah is Jesus Christ. He begins to open the scroll sealed with the seven seals. We read the description of six of those seals in Revelation, the sixth chapter. The first four seals are known as the four horsemen of the apocalypse. The Apostle John describes the Lamb, Jesus Christ, opening the first seal. Revelation 6, verse 1. Now I saw when the Lamb opened one of the seals, and I heard one of the four living creatures saying with a voice like thunder, "Come and see." And I looked, and behold, a white horse. He who sat on it had a bow, and a crown was given to him. And he went out conquering and to conquer. What does this white horse and rider represent? Some commentators mistakenly say it represents Christ, because the imagery appears similar to the description of Christ in Revelation 19. But when you compare Revelation 19:11 to the first horseman, there are notable differences. Christ comes with many crowns, Revelation 19:12, not just one crown. And he comes with a sword, Revelation 19:15, not a bow, as it says in Revelation 6. Christ is the revelator. He reveals the meaning of this white horse in Matthew 24. Turn in your Bible to Matthew 24. Here Jesus describes the signs of his second coming and the sequence of events that coincide with the seals of Revelation. Matthew 24 and verse 4. And Jesus answered and said to them, "Take heed that no one deceives you, for many will come in my name, saying, 'I am the Christ,' and will deceive many." The first horse, the white horse and its rider, represent false religions, false Christs. In Matthew 24, Jesus continues describing the sequence of events: war, famine, pestilence, and tribulation. Jesus is the one who interprets the seals of Revelation. He tells us in Matthew 24, verse 6, "And you will hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you are not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be famines, pestilences, and earthquakes in various places. All these are the beginning of sorrows. Then they will deliver you up to tribulation and kill you, and you will be hated by all nations for my name's sake." The meaning, then, of the first four seals and the four horsemen is this. The first horse, the white horse and its rider, represent false religions, false Christs. The second seal reveals a horseman riding a red horse with the power to take peace from the earth. The third seal presents a rider on a black horse, representing a scarcity of food and resulting famine. The fourth seal shows a rider on a pale horse with the power over one-fourth of the earth to kill with sword, with hunger, with death, and by the beasts of the earth. That's in Revelation 6, verse 8. Jesus also spoke of the pestilence that normally follows a famine. The four horsemen will intensify their ride as we approach the day of the Lord. They are revealed in Revelation chapter 6 as Christ opens the first four seals. Now, what happens when the fifth seal is opened? Turn to Revelation 6, verse 9. "When he opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of those who had been slain for the word of God and for the testimony which they held." Here is described the martyrdom of saints, true Christians. In the first century, Emperor Nero violently persecuted Christians and put them to death. A major end-time persecution of saints is also predicted by this fifth seal. Jesus predicted this tribulation in Matthew 24, verse 9. Then Jesus opens the sixth seal, revealing the heavenly signs that will shock people all over the earth. What are those heavenly signs? We'll learn more about them in the second part of our program. As we approach the fulfillment of these signs, many of you will live to see these awesome events that take place during the day of the Lord. You'll see the incredible events, or at least the effects of those events, as described in the book of Revelation. Many are wondering, are we nearing the end of the age? Will Christ return soon? Will the world end? You'll find the answers in our free one-hour audio tape entitled The Day of the Lord. This audio tape will give you insights into the book of Revelation and understanding of its mysterious symbols. So pick up the telephone right now and request your free audio tape entitled The Day of the Lord. You can also order this audio tape on our website at tomorrowsworld.org. And if you're not already a subscriber to our bi-monthly magazine, Tomorrow's World, we'll send you a free subscription. Tomorrow's World magazine keeps you up to date with world trends, Bible prophecy, and the deeper meaning of life itself. Be sure to request Tomorrow's World magazine. There's no cost or obligation. And be sure to request your free audio tape, The Day of the Lord.
This informative audio tape is yours absolutely free. No cost, no obligation. If you call this toll-free number, 1-800-934-5579. That's 1-800-934-5579. Or send your request to Tomorrow's World, P.O. Box 3800, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28227. With this offer, you will also receive your free subscription to Tomorrow's World magazine. Tomorrow's World magazine keeps you up to date with world trends, Bible prophecy, and the very meaning of life itself. Tomorrow's World. Call now.
In the first part of our program, we reviewed the prophetic events leading up to the sixth seal, or the heavenly signs. What are those heavenly signs? Revelation 6, verse 12. I looked when he opened the sixth seal, and behold, there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became like blood, and the stars of heaven fell to the earth, as a fig tree drops its late figs when it is shaken by a mighty wind. Then the sky receded as a scroll when it is rolled up, and every mountain and island was moved out of its place. Not only will asteroids and meteorites frighten people, but massive earthquakes will also shake the earth. As the Apostle John saw in vision, every mountain and island was moved out of its place. If you've ever experienced a strong earthquake, as many of us have in California, you know how frightening earthquakes can be. Your knees and legs feel weak as water, even if you haven't been seriously injured. The heavenly signs introduce the day of the Lord, the time of God's wrath and judgment on a rebellious world. Jesus Christ, the Lamb, will be wrathful. He'll execute God's righteous judgments. The day of the Lord, here in Revelation 6, verse 17, is called the great day of His wrath. Turn in your Bible to Revelation, the 8th chapter. Here the seventh seal is opened, and we find that the seventh seal of Revelation, the day of the Lord, consists of seven trumpet judgments or plagues. Revelation 8 and verse 1. When he opened the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven for about half an hour. And I saw the seven angels who stand before God, and to them were given seven trumpets. The trumpets give us warning. They announce seven plagues or judgments. Let's understand. The seven seals reveal end time trends and events. The seventh seal represents the year-long day of the Lord, and the seventh seal consists of seven trumpet judgments during the year-long day of the Lord. As we'll see later, the seventh trumpet itself consists of the seven last plagues mentioned in Revelation 15:1. Now, as you read through chapter 8, you'll notice that as the first four angels sound their trumpets, there is great ecological devastation all over the earth. There are earthquakes. Vast areas of vegetation are burned up. A third of all sea life dies. Water sources are poisoned. The heavens are darkened. The last three trumpet plagues are called woes. The word woe is an exclamation of grief. Revelation 8 and verse 13. And I looked and I heard an angel flying through the midst of heaven, saying with a loud voice, woe, woe, woe to the inhabitants of the earth, because of the remaining blast of the trumpet of the three angels who are about to sound. The first woe, or the fifth trumpet plague, is described in chapter 9. The fifth angel sounds a trumpet that begins a military action that lasts 5 months. The second woe, or the sixth trumpet plague, is pictured with symbols of horses and horsemen. Here we see an intense military counterattack. Revelation 9 and verse 12. One woe is past. Behold, still two more woes are coming after these things. Then the sixth angel sounded, and I heard a voice from the four horns of the golden altar, which is before God, saying to the sixth angel who had the trumpet, release the four angels who are bound at the great river Euphrates. An army of 200 million drives west across the Euphrates River and destroys one-third of the earth's population. Revelation 9, verse 15. So the four angels who had been prepared for the hour and day and month and year were released to kill a third of mankind. Now the number of the army of the horsemen was 200 million. I heard the number of them. And thus I saw the horses in the vision. Those who sat on them had breastplates of fiery red, hyacinth blue, and sulfur yellow. And the heads of the horses were like the heads of lions, and out of their mouths came fire, smoke, and brimstone. By these three plagues, a third of mankind was killed, by the fire and the smoke and the brimstone which came out of their mouths. My friends, this is describing world war. And this phase of World War III will kill billions of humans. Yes, Jesus said that unless those days were shortened, no flesh would be saved. Otherwise, all life on earth would be destroyed. Then the seventh trumpet sounds. For Christians, the sounding of the seventh trumpet is good news because it announces the establishment of the kingdom of God on earth and the return of Jesus Christ. We all need to be preparing for that time. Revelation 11, verse 15. Then the seventh angel sounded, and there were loud voices in heaven saying, "The kingdoms of this world have become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever." This will be an awesome event. My friends, the history of the world has been waiting for this great event. We need Christ's return to this earth. Mankind has not brought the world lasting peace. Less than 60 years ago, mankind exploded the first nuclear bombs over Hiroshima and Nagasaki. For the first time in history, mankind could annihilate itself in a matter of minutes. Complete cosmicide became a very real danger. Is there any danger today of nuclear war? Certainly many of us remember historic conflicts that were very frightening. In 1962, the United States and the Soviet Union played nuclear brinkmanship over the Cuban Missile Crisis. In 1973, President Nixon placed U.S. military forces on nuclear alert when the Soviet Union threatened to intervene in the Middle East war between Israel and its Arab neighbors. As most of you know, nuclear war still threatens us in the 21st century. We need Christ to return to bring peace, justice, and God's way to mankind. The good news is that the one-year period of time called the Day of the Lord culminates in the announcement that Christ is taking over all the kingdoms and all the governments of this world. That's the good news we all look forward to hearing. But the seventh trumpet is also called the third woe. Why? Because it will also signal the seven last plagues. This is an intense fulfillment of the day of God's wrath and judgment on the nations. Revelation 15 and verse 1. Then I saw another sign in heaven, great and marvelous, seven angels having the seven last plagues, for in them the wrath of God is complete. As we saw earlier, the seven seals reveal end-time trends and events. The seventh seal represents the year-long day of the Lord, and the seventh seal consists of seven trumpet judgments during the year-long day of the Lord. Then the seventh trumpet itself consists of the seven last plagues mentioned in Revelation 15, verse 1. You can read the description of these seven last plagues in the 16th chapter of Revelation. They include painful sores on those who worship the beast power and its image. They include even more poisonous rivers in the seas, to the extent that every living creature in the sea died, as it states here in Revelation 16:3. The sun becomes hotter, resulting in extreme heat waves that torment those who will not repent of their sins. The sixth angel then pours out his bowl of plagues. Turn in your Bible to Revelation 16 and verse 12. Then the sixth angel poured out his bowl on the great river Euphrates, and its water was dried up, so that the way of the kings from the east might be prepared. And I saw three unclean spirits like frogs coming out of the mouth of the dragon, out of the mouth of the beast, and out of the mouth of the false prophet. For they are spirits of demons, performing signs which go out to the kings of the earth and of the whole world to gather them to the battle of the great day of God Almighty. Notice that the beast, the prophesied European superpower, or the revived Roman Empire, will move into the Middle East. And the kings of the East, who would normally be fighting against the beast power, also move into the Middle East. But instead of fighting one another, they join ranks to fight against an invader from outer space, Jesus Christ. Read verse 16 of Revelation 16. And they gathered them together to the place called in Hebrew Armageddon. The name Armageddon comes from the Hebrew Harmagedon, which means the hill of Megiddo. Megiddo is located in modern Israel, about 55 miles north of Jerusalem. The hill, or Mount of Megiddo, overlooks the largest valley in Israel, the Plain of Esdraelon, or the Valley of Jezreel. How will Jesus Christ deal with the armies of this world gathered against him? We'll discuss that in the final part of our program. But first, I'd like to offer you our free one-hour audio tape entitled, The Day of the Lord. As we've seen earlier in the program, the theme of the book of Revelation, or the Apocalypse, is the return of Jesus Christ and the end-time events leading up to the establishment of the kingdom of God on earth. The Apostle John describes these events leading up to the seventh trumpet in the prophetic time period known as the Day of the Lord. You need to know more about that prophetic time period. This free one-hour audio tape entitled The Day of the Lord will help you in your study of the Bible, and it will give you the sequence of events and the significant signs you need to watch for. Just call or write for your free copy. There's no cost or obligation. This audio tape will give you insights into the book of Revelation and deeper understanding of its mysterious symbols. So pick up the telephone right now and request your free audio tape entitled The Day of the Lord. And if you're not already a subscriber to our bi-monthly magazine, Tomorrow's World, we'll send you a free subscription. Tomorrow's World magazine keeps you up to date with world trends, Bible prophecy, and the deeper meaning of life itself. Be sure to request Tomorrow's World magazine. There's no cost or obligation. And be sure to request your free audio tape, The Day of the Lord.
This informative audio tape is yours absolutely free. No cost, no obligation. If you call this toll-free number, 1-800-934-5579. That's 1-800-934-5579. Or send your request to Tomorrow's World, P.O. Box 3800, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28227. With this offer, you will also receive your free subscription to Tomorrow's World magazine. Tomorrow's World magazine keeps you up to date with world trends, Bible prophecy, and the very meaning of life itself. Tomorrow's World. Call now.
In the last part of our program, we saw that the armies of the world will gather against Jesus Christ. Those armies will actually fight against the commander of heaven's armies, Jesus Christ. Turn to Revelation 19 in your Bible. Revelation 19:11. The Apostle John writes, "Now I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse. And he who sat on him was called Faithful and True. And in righteousness he judges and makes war. His eyes were like a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns. He had a name written that no one knew except himself. He was clothed with a robe dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. And the armies in heaven, clothed in fine linen, white and clean, followed him on white horses. Now out of his mouth goes a sharp sword, that with it he should strike the nations. And he himself will rule them with a rod of iron. He himself treads the winepress of the fierceness and wrath of Almighty God. And he has on his robe and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords." When Christ returns to this earth, he will judge and conquer all his enemies. John continues to write in Revelation 19 and verse 19, "And I saw the beast, the kings of the earth and their armies, gathered together to make war against him who sat on the horse and against his army." These armies are gathered at Megiddo to make war against Christ and his army. The war or battle is called the Battle of the Great Day of God Almighty. But where will the battle take place? The prophet Joel tells us that this climactic battle will take place near Jerusalem. Joel 3 and verse 1. "For behold, in those days and at that time, when I bring back the captives of Judah and Jerusalem, I will also gather all nations and bring them down to the valley of Jehoshaphat, and I will enter into judgment with them there." The valley of Jehoshaphat, or the Kidron Valley, is located between Jerusalem and the Mount of Olives. The world's armies will move southward from Megiddo to fight Jesus Christ at Jerusalem. The climactic battle of all ages will decide whether the Creator God will prevail or whether puny humans will conquer God. Foolish generals will quickly learn how powerless they are against the omnipotent divine power of God. Listen to the results of the battle in Zechariah, the 14th chapter. Zechariah 14 and verse 2. For I will gather all the nations to battle against Jerusalem. Then verse 3. Then the Lord will go forth and fight against those nations as he fights in the day of battle. And in that day, his feet will stand on the Mount of Olives. Notice the horrible punishment wrought on these rebellious evil armies. It's described in verse 12. And this shall be the plague with which the Eternal will smite all the people who fought against Jerusalem. Their flesh shall dissolve while they stand on their feet. Their eyes shall dissolve in their sockets, and their tongue shall dissolve in their mouths. Jesus will totally conquer the greatest military combine ever assembled. He will return as King of Kings and Lord of Lords to bring this war-torn planet 1,000 years of peace. As it states in Zechariah 14, verse 9, And the Lord, the Eternal, shall be King over all the earth. The seven seals of Revelation reveal the prophetic trends and events leading up to the return of Christ. God reveals the good news of his coming kingdom to this earth. And we can also look forward to the time when God gives us his ultimate blessing. Revelation 21 and verse 3. And I heard a loud voice from heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people. God himself will be with them and be their God, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There shall be no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying. There shall be no more pain, for the former things have passed away. My friends, we need to be spiritually prepared. Look forward to the return of Jesus Christ. Be thankful for the good news you've been hearing. Make sure you're reading your Bible and the inspiring book of Revelation. And make sure you are preparing for the coming kingdom of God. We invite you to join us every week on Tomorrow's World program. Dr. Meredith and I will continue to share with you the exciting revelations of the Bible and where our world is headed. You need to watch world trends in the light of Bible prophecy. Be sure to call or write for the free audio tape we offered on today's program, The Day of the Lord. You need to know more about that prophetic time period. The Day of the Lord will help you in your study of the Bible, and it will give you the sequence of events and the significant signs you need to watch for. And be sure to join us again next week, right here, at this same time.
This informative audio tape is yours absolutely free. No cost, no obligation, if you call this toll-free number, 1-800-934-5579. Or send your request to Tomorrow's World, P.O. Box 3800, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28227. We invite you to visit our webpage at tomorrowsworld.org. The preceding program is produced by the Living Church of God.